Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
UniWatch, deputy editor, sporting news, find him on Twitter, at Phil Hecken, the great Phil Hecken joining us on the show, who wrote, for better for worse, talking about the Jets unveiling of their new uniform on Thursday, what it means for the rest of the league, what it means with Nike and the NFL, and other sports as well. Phil, thanks for joining us today, my friend.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's been a while since we talked to you, since the Browns unveiling, and now they're set to unveil another one coming up next year. We'll talk about that here in a bit. Nike, they dropped a new jersey on everybody, and everybody paid attention. This one was the Jets. Overall, what'd you think about the Jets jerseys?
Well, let's just say, and thanks for plugging today's post on UniWatch, where I give a full rundown of my thoughts. But briefly, I don't hate it. I was fearing the worst, and as you've seen with your Browns, when Nike has a heavy hand in the design process, things can kind of go awry. I really like the green color, and I really, really like the green helmet. I think that's sharp. They had the white helmet before, which harkens back to the Joe Willie Namath Super Bowl days, and it's a classic. So I was kind of fearing the worst there. And, other than a big, fat Jets word mark with a football, which is also completely unnecessary, I really like the color green. Of course, they have the third uniform, or the alternate, the all-black uniform, which, you know, that was kind of okay in the 90s and maybe the early 2000s. And it's, we call it black for black's sake on UniWatch. I could do without that, but, you know, they've got to sell jerseys, both the Jets and the NFL and Nike, and, it's what the kids want, as they say. But overall, I'm fairly impressed with the restraint the Jets showed, and as I look at it more and more, it's growing on me more and more as well.
What about the New York on the front?
Well, unfortunately, that seems to be a trend. I don't know if we can necessarily fault Nike for that, or if it's just the way uniform design is going these days, but they should have made it a lot smaller, and I don't think they even need a word mark on the jersey at all. We know you're the Jets, and we know you're from New York, at least one would assume, so you probably don't need to, quote, shout it loud and proud like they are doing, but, it is what it is. That's probably my biggest complaint, actually, with the new uniform.
Phil Hecken joining us on the show. A lot of people have been a little bit worried about Nike, because first off, like, we always complained about what Adidas has done to some uniforms in college sports. Nike's done some pretty good things in college sports, and your opinion on it's better than mine. I'm not the designer here, but some people were excited when Nike came in, and a little bit of it has been hit or miss with some of the redesigns that have gone on. Where do you think some of the mistakes have been made? Where do you think are some of the positive things that are going with Nike and the NFL and their relationship together on the jerseys?
Well, let me first start by saying that while Nike is the uniform provider, the NFL and its teams are still the client. So they have final say in this. No matter how much of a heavy hand Nike may have in the design process, no matter how much they may, quote-unquote, think they know better, and probably they do have a pulse on, you know, what the demographic that buys the jerseys, because you know that that's driving a lot of this. It's still the team that makes the final decision. So while we can fault Nike for maybe pushing things in this direction, you have to fault the teams for approving it. Some of the redesigns they've had the league contract since 2012 have been, hit or miss. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think, was if not the Browns, then the Buccaneers were probably one of the worst redesigns we've seen. But I think they did well with the Jets, all things considered. They certainly did okay with the Dolphins. The Lions was maybe a push. I like what they did with the Vikings. I don't really like what they did with the Oilers, and I think that they redeemed themselves on the Jaguars. You know, the Jaguars have had two redesigns under Nike, first in 2013, which was the one, you know, with that awful two-tone helmet and the garish, you know, colors and fonts. And last year they got a new uniform, which kind of harkens back to a much more simplistic era. So, yeah, hit and miss overall, but again, it's the teams that make the final call on this, not Nike.
Well, you bring up an interesting thing here with Jacksonville. And because Phil, when you look at the NBA, I mean, there's just so many different jerseys, it doesn't really matter. But in the NFL, there's, especially with a team like Jacksonville, where the fan base can show up one game and then it's completely gone for the rest of the year. Can a jersey, and certainly maybe we saw this with the last one, how much of an effect can it have on a fan base where all of a sudden now you don't have anything to really cling on to? Now all of a sudden you don't have any tradition that you can really get into, and then when you're constantly changing it, maybe it starts to even make people go away, especially if you just have some ho-hum teams playing in those jerseys.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think the winning solves a lot of problems. And if the Browns had won the Super Bowl in the uniforms that they're currently wearing, they would be a lot more positively received. Unfortunately, the Browns, and just, I'm sorry to use them as an example, except for this past season, have not had a particularly good run in the new jerseys, which makes all of the flaws and all of the design, you know, doodads and whatnot, it exaggerates it and exacerbates it and makes it, you know, people hate the jersey even more. I always point to the 86 Mets, who won the World Series wearing what, in my opinion, is not their worst uniform, but it certainly is not a good design, in my opinion, the pinstripes with the racing stripes, the big, fat, orange, blue, orange racing stripes. But New York fans absolutely adore that uniform because they won a World Series in it. And I think if Jacksonville has success in these new uniforms, they will be seen as, you know, not maybe instant classics, but certainly they'll be remembered a lot more fondly than they are. Same thing with Tampa Bay. They won a Super Bowl wearing red and pewter, or brown now, but the new uniforms, they've been fairly awful in. They've never made the playoffs wearing them, and while it's terrible design, if they'd have won a Super Bowl wearing them or made the playoffs even, they might be viewed in a more positive note. So I think winning has more of an effect on jerseys and the fans' perception of them than the actual jersey itself. I tend to look at jerseys from a, you know, design perspective. I don't look at them from a success perspective, but I might be in the minority there.
Well, I think that you hit it dead on right there because, speaking from my experience, we hated the soccer-style jerseys until Kyrie hit the shot. So right. I would agree with you on that. I loved what you had to say about the wearing black for just that reason, just black for black's sake. How do you stop that from happening? Again, I know that you say, well, it's the teams that are involved or the teams that make the final decision. That's understood. Can you put pressure on a team to not do that? Because I thought black went with everything, and I'm seeing this black jersey with the green, and I'm going, I don't think it's necessary.
Well, apparently the Jets wanted to have a third color. And what do you add with green and white that's not, you know, maybe gray or silver? That's kind of an Eagles thing.
Yeah.
So I guess black is maybe the logical choice in that, but I disagree, you know, with the black for black's sake. But look, a lot of this, and, you know, I hate to sound cynical, is driven by jersey sales and merchandise sales. And fans, it has been shown, like to wear a black jersey. You know, it goes with everything. It looks cool, whatever you want to say. So that no doubt plays a large factor in the design. You want to push a team for a third jersey? Well, just make a black jersey, because in a way it's kind of a, you know, the opposite, the inverse of the white jersey. You just throw the same colors on there and you flip the colors. If the numbers are green, they can still be green, or you'd make them white like in the Jets case, and you have the same. So it's basically the black jersey is the white jersey in inverse.
Phil Hecken joining us on the show. When the Dolphins have their throwbacks, my father's a Dolphins fan. Okay. And so by proxy, I've always had a soft spot for the Dolphins. And they wear that throwback, and I just adore them. Why do people love throwbacks?
I think a lot of it, obviously, is nostalgia. You know, I grew up in the 70s, and when teams throw back, especially baseball teams now, it gives me a sense of reclaiming my childhood. The Dolphins sort of won. I mean, it wasn't the exact uniform, but it's as close as you're going to get to Super Bowl wearing the aqua and the white versions of those jerseys. And I actually believe that the Dolphins are going to introduce a new white version of the throwbacks for this fall. That's not official yet, but that's what I'm hearing. And a lot of it is nostalgia, but a lot of it also is good design. The uniform looks good today because it looked good back then. It's just got your basic elements. It's got simple striping. It's got a good color, nice block fonts, legible. There are certain uniform design elements that are universal and will look good 30 years from now, 40 years from now. I think that the new Jets uniform, I think we're going to look back. They're supposedly going to keep these for 20 years, and I think we'll look back, and in 20 years, it'll still look pretty good.
Phil Hecken joining us on the show. Yeah, probably. All right, the Browns are up next year. What mm-hmm. would you do? What would you fix? How would you go about it?
Ideally, I'd go back to, I don't want to say maybe the Cardiac Kids era, although I do like the orange pants with the brown jerseys. But I would obviously like them to go back to something that they had before the last Nike redo. Just keep it simple. A brown jersey and white pants and a white jersey and white pants. I don't like the brown pants. I especially don't like what they had before with the brown pants that had no stripes on them. If you're going to wear brown pants, you got to at least break it up with an orange-white stripe. But I don't think we're going to see a throwback. I think Nike realizes that while throwbacks may work as a third jersey or an alternate, for the new uniforms, they're going to want to put their stamp on it, just like they did with the Jets. So I'm hoping you're going to get something along those lines, that it's restrained. It keeps the classic orange and brown color scheme. They'll probably have a third jersey. It'll probably be orange. That's okay. And they'll probably have a couple of different pairs of pants. But if they put regular striping and sort of hark back to the striping that they had before on the orange, or rather on the brown and white jerseys, I think fans will be happy. They just went nuts with what they did, with the Browns on the leg. That really just looks, high school or college. The big Cleveland across the front. They get rid of those elements, put normal striping on there, and I think you'll find that everybody's pretty happy with it.
Who's got the best jerseys in the NFL?
Wow. That's a good question. I mean, you got to love the Raiders. They've had that look forever. I personally, because I happen to like green and gold, I like the Packers. And I think that those are probably my top two, but there are a lot of, you could probably name 10 teams who wear, like the San Francisco 49ers went back to sort of a classic look. The Jets prior to this went back to a classic look. The Giants have gone back to a classic look. Teams go back to those classic looks or stick with them for 50 years, like the Kansas City Chiefs, for a reason. They're good designs. So those would probably be, if those five or six teams I just named would probably be up there.
Phil Hecken with us on the show. Phil, hey, real quick, who's got the best baseball jersey other than like the Yankees and Cubs and Red Sox?
Well, I wouldn't say that the Yankees, Cubs, or Red Sox have the best jersey. I actually like the St. Louis Cardinals and always have. It's something about the birds on bat and just the classic, the script that they have. They don't wear a lot of, alternate. I mean, they have the cream colored, home Saturdays, and now they have the baby blue, full baby blue, not just a baby blue jersey, the top and bottoms that they wear for Saturday road games. But I think the classic Cardinals home white is really, probably my favorite, MLB jersey.
I was going to let you go, and now I got another one here. Phil Hecken with us on the show. Hey, what's the trend you hate the most? I know you said black for black's sake earlier. What's a trend you hate the most that might be creeping up in pro or even college as well? All sports.
Well, just the alternate jersey proliferation. Teams, for years in baseball and football and basketball had a home uniform and a road uniform. And now every team, it seems, in baseball and of course, if you look at the NFL, almost all teams have a third jersey. And I don't just mean the color rush. That's really been the I don't want to say the bane of my existence as a uniform critic, but it's something that's been coming for the last 20 years, really, and more so even now. And a lot of it, again, it's not driven because the jersey looks good. It's driven for sales. If you are a Yankees fan, you have a home uniform, a home jersey, and a road jersey that you wear, and that's it, and that's fine. But other teams, they want to sell more jerseys for whatever reason. And again, I hate to sound cynical that a lot of uniform design is now prefaced upon what will sell. But the alternate jersey craze in all the sports. I mean, look at the NBA. They've got some teams have six or seven different uniforms now. It's too much, and it hurts a team's identity.
Phil, I can't thank you enough for it. All the very best to you. Hope to track you down here again very, very soon when the next jerseys come out. Thank you, buddy.
Awesome, Ken. Thank you very much.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.